This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
After a wave of deadly shootings, New York is among the first states to take action with new gun laws. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
New York became one of the first states to enact legislation after separate mass shootings by 18-year-olds killed 10 in Buffalo and 21 in Uvalde, Texas. Now anyone under age 21 will be prohibited from buying semi-automatic rifles. The state also added 9 other gun laws. Back in April, Georgia made it legal for gun owners to carry a concealed handgun in public without a license from the state. It was a campaign promise by the governor who's up for re-election. Meanwhile, in D.C., a bipartisan group of senators are trying to reach a compromise on gun control by the end of the week.
Voters go to the polls in primary elections in 7 states today. That'll set the stage for U.S. House and Senate races this fall. Russia claims it now occupies large parts of eastern Ukraine. Moscow says it has control of 97% of the Luhansk region. Russia has said that taking full control of the entire Donbass region, which includes the Donetsk and Luhansk, is its main goal. There's been intense fighting in the streets of Severodonetsk in the east. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian forces are holding their positions in the city amid fierce fighting in the streets as Russia tries to deploy more forces. In the address, he added, but it is the 103rd day and the Ukrainian Donbass stands.
Goodyear has agreed to recall thousands of recreational vehicle tires that the government says can fail and have killed or injured 95 people since 1998. The last of those tires was made 19 years ago. Goodyear's G159 tires. This is AP News. The AP's Mike Gracia's got word of a migrant caravan that's been moving north.
The largest migrant caravan to attempt to leave southern Mexico this year set out early Monday. An estimated 4,000 to 5,000 migrants, mostly from Central America, Venezuela, and Cuba, set out from Tapachula, Mexico, near the border with Guatemala. Advocates say the march is timed to this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles in a bid to call attention to their plight. Many migrants and asylum seekers have been waiting for months, partly due to Mexico's strategy of containing them in the south, and partly because Mexico's asylum agency has been overwhelmed by the surging number of applicants.
Those rising gas prices are getting a lot of attention. Gas is $4.92 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. It's $6.37 in California. Prices are highest in the West and lowest in the South and parts of the Midwest. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.